Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chaf. We left off in daf Yud Testament Beis. We are not quite at the Mishnah yet. We are at the two dots that are before the Mishnah, about 10 lines before the lines get wide. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Imbana Scharo Mutter, that person in the Mishnah had said that if he gia l'kipa, that you're allowed to help to build bathhouses and certain types of structures that are not really l'shem Avodah Zarah, nor are they made specifically for any dangerous or negative purpose. But once you get to the kippah, to the place where they plan on housing the little getchka, the little avodah zarah, then you have to stay away. Then you're not allowed to help build anymore. So Rabbi Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Imbana scharo mutter, that if you do help build it, then your wages for helping to build it are mutter. You're allowed to benefit from your wages. So ask Gemara Pshita, Misham she'avodus kochavim heim, Misham she'avodus kochavim bein Rabbi Shmuel, bein Rabbi Kiva, in an asur nat she'yavdu. So of course it's going to be mutter to get the wages. The wages is just Misham she'avodah zarah, and Misham she'avodah zarah are only usher up until the point, are only going to be usher at the point that they're ne'avad, according to any opinion, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Akiva. So we don't yet know anything about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva say on this topic? So Rashi says, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Akiva, Dipligi ba'avodos kolchavim atzma me'emesai ne'asares. They argue when in Avodah Zarah itself first becomes usher, but by atashmish avodah zarah, b'tashmish modu de'ein osrin ad sheyavdu, ad sheyishtamshu ben avodas kochavim. But they're going to admit that atashmish avodah zarah is only going to be usher once it's actually used for an avodah zarah. While the avodah zarah itself may be usher even before it's used for an avodah zarah, perhaps even when it's just made for the avodah zarah, the tashmish of the avodah zarah is not going to have that same chumrah. So isn't it obvious then that your schar for helping to build the kippah in the Merchatz is going to be mutter? Rabbi Yirmiyah lo nitzrucha ela la'avodos kochavim atzma. No, the chiddush is, we're talking about the avodah zarah itself, that if a Jew helps make an avodah zarah, his char is going to be mutter. So I ask the Gemara, ha'nich l'man yamar avodos kochavim shal Yisrael asura miyad v'shalovit kochavim at shetiavit shapir. That works out very well if you say that an avodah zarah that belongs to a Jew is asur right away, even before it's nevad, and an avodah zarah that belongs to a guy is only asur when it's nevad. That makes a lot of sense that your schar is going to be mutter, because your involvement with it was before it was ever nevad. It belongs to a guy, so your schar is going to be mutter. But if you hold even an avodah zarah that belongs to a non-Jew is going to be usher right away, so then why should your schar be mutter as soon as you help build that kippah, that little section of the merchatz where they're going to house the avodah zarah? It should be already have a full status of, it should already have full status of an avodah zarah, and therefore your schar for helping out should be usher. So Ella Amar Rabba Barula Lo Nitzrucha Ella B'Makush Achron, that we're discussing now the very last bit of work, meaning that very last hammer blow to finish the job. Avodus Kachavim Man Kogarmla Gemar Malacha. When does it take on the status of an avodah zarah? You're building this whole room, this whole little area for the avodah zarah, but when does it take on the status of an avodah zarah where it becomes aser? Only on that makos achron, only at the gemar malacha, only when you finish the job. Ve'emas havi gemar malacha. When is that gemar malacha? B'makos achron, with the last hammer blow. Makos achron less for shavapruta. Well, that amount of money is less than a shavapruta, and since the amount of money for something that's actually avodah zarah, all the rest of your work is mutter, because it wasn't yet avodah zarah. So to get paid for the rest of your work is fine. The only part of your work you can't get paid for is that very last bit. And that very last bit is less than a shava pruta. So that's why you're allowed to get hana'a from your schar. Alma kasavar yeshon schiris mitchilav atzof. This is assuming that the way the payment goes for being hired to do a job is that it goes mitchilav atzof, and we don't say enel schiris ala lebasof. It goes as follows, that as you do the job, you're owed more and more as you do the work, and it goes based on how much work you've already done, as opposed to the other possibility of enel schiris ala lebasof, which would mean you're owed nothing until you finish the job, and then the second you finish the job, you're owed everything. If that was the way we were to view this, then it would be a big problem, because with that makos achron, you finish the job, and that would entitle entitle you to all of your wages, and then all of your wages would have been aser. Now, if you take a look at Tosos Makosh Achron Les Veshav Pruta, he asks him Tomer Mikol Makom Halohu Aser Lehanus Midmei Avodus Chav Mafilu BePachas Mishav Pruta Vim Kein Nimtza Isum Uruv Bischaro. Fractosos, so what? It's only less than a Shav Pruta of money of iser. You still shouldn't be allowed to be nana from it. Avodah Zarah is one of those things that's aser, even when it's pachas mishavah pruta. So you have, okay, so it's only a penny, but a penny of your wages is mixed in with the rest of your wages, and that penny is aser. So the answer tells us, Yeshomer, kivin de bishul makosh zeh ha'achron, lo haya obid chav nosin mimenu maschuraso pachos, im kein ein lo lov schar avodah chav klal. Very interesting. Tosa says, had you not banged in that last nail, had that last little bit, let's say you left the nail just protruding a little bit and you didn't finish off the job, you would still get paid the full wages and the guy would just take his own hammer and finish the job himself. So he's not really paying you anything for that last hammer blow. That's just something you're doing as a courtesy. You would have gotten paid for the entire job, the entire amount of money. He would not have deducted even a single penny for a failure to do that. So therefore, it's not cool that you have money of avodah zarah. V'afli shov chav makbid al pachas mishav pruta b'gezel mikol makom hachalak akpei dekulei hai. Even though we find when it comes to gezel, an oved kuchav is makbid on less than a shav pruta, unlike Yisrael, that's when it comes to gezel, because he doesn't like to be stolen from. But when it comes to hiring someone to do a job and he finishes the job except for a pachas mishav pruta, the ovid chavim is not going to be concerned. It's a big chiddush to Tosfos, because you could say at any point in the job that any single little tiny act is something that on its own he's not makbid on, but he's makbid on the entire job. So one would have imagined that every single little act is mitztarif l'cheshbon gadol, meaning that's what makes it pachas mishav pruta, that typically you're not going to be makbid on anything that's pachas mishav put on any individual act, but it's still all part of the same big job, which l'chora should make it significant. But Tosfos is mechadesh that it's not significant. Okay, new Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Tesam Beis. Ve'enos and tachshit and avodas chavim katlaus and nezamim v'tabaos. You're not allowed to make jewelry for an avodah zarah and all those different types of rings and earrings and all those different types of bracelets that you're not allowed to make for avodah zarah. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says schar mutter or bischar mutter, but the Bach changes the girsa to schara mutter, that if that the payment you get for making it is still mutter to benefit from. Ein mochnaim b'mechuber l'karka. We're not allowed to sell to an oved chavim anything that's mechuber l'karka. Aval mochru mishe yiktatz. But you can sell something that grew in the ground once it's already detached from the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mocher hu al menas lakutz. You're even allowed to sell him something that's still attached to the ground if one of the conditions of the sale is that he is kotetzit. So you can sell him a tree in your field if it's on condition that he goes ahead and he cuts down that tree. So the Gemara is going to ignore the first half of the Mishnah, pretty much, and focus purely on the second half of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, we're not allowed to sell anything that's mechuber l'karka to an ovid kochavim. So ask Gemara Minani Mili, where do we find the Torah saying anything about selling mechuber l'karka to an ovid kochavim? Amar v'yosub yarchanina, da amar kra. Pasuk says, lo sechaneim. The Pasuk says that, nesan ha-mashem al-kech l'fenech v'ikisam ha-chreim tachrim osam, lo sechros lam bris, that you should go, Hashem is going to give you the land, and you should go and take spoils and don't make a treaty with them. Velo sechanim and lo sechanim. So lo sechanim pashapshat means lo sitin lahem chayin means don't or rachmanus, don't have mercy on them, don't pity them. You should be merciless when we go into Eretz Yisrael and we take over Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara Darshins lo sechanim also means lo sitin lahem chaniya bekarka. Don't give them any place to reside in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Isser. So frak the Gemara, Hailo Sechanim, Mibayulei, Dahachi Kamarachmana, Lositanam Chain. But wait a second, we already darshan Losichanim to mean Lositanam Chain. Lositanam Chain means don't give them a compliment. Don't say that the Ovid Chavim is very smart or very nice or very beautiful or any sort of compliment shouldn't be said about an Ovid Chavim. Im Kain, so says Gemara, if that were all the Pasuk were teaching me, then Lema Kra, the Pasuk, should have said Lo Sechunam, my Lo Sechanim. It should have said Lo Sechunam, which would be Malay, which would be a Lashon of Chanina, a Lashon of Chen. chain. What is lo se? Why does it say lo sechanim chaser? Right, we read it lo sechanim as so that must be shema mina tarti, that it's a lashon chania bekarka, and therefore it teaches us in addition to the isser of chain, there's also an isser of chania bekarka. Va'kati mi ba'ilei the hachiyam rachman afraktig mar. But there's a third meaning of the term lo sechanim. Lo sitin la matnas shel chinam, that you're not allowed to give them a gift for free. Im kein lo lemakra lo sachinam. Then if that's all that we're telling me, then the pasuk should have said lo sachinam. My lo sachanim shma mina kulu. So lo sachanim teaches me that it's such a vague terminology that it includes everything. It includes every possibility. And all three are in fact true. All three are an iser d'oraisa. It sounds like from the Gemara, an iser to give a compliment to an ovid chavim, an iser to give chaniya bekarka to an ovid chavim, and an iser to give a matnas chinam to an ovid chavim. The Tosos Rabbeinu Elchanan asks, why do we darshan these three and we leave out what's the pasha pshat of the pasuk? Because that you shouldn't have rachmanos, that you shouldn't forget about chain. Chain means giving a compliment. What about rachmanos? That you should be merciless, that you shouldn't have any mercy on them. Aloshon chanina v'rachamim lo sachos eincha aleihem. So he metarates that's included in the lashon of chayin, and therefore doesn't need to be said. L'sitlam chayin means don't give them any sort of chayin. Chayin is a term that includes giving compliments, and includes looking up to, admiring, and it includes having rachmanasan. In the Tshuvas Radvaz, in Simon Beis Alafim Reish Mem Zayin, he says that that's really the Iker Mitzvah, is Lo L'Rachim Aleihem, and that everything else is sort of just like a tolda, it's like an outgrowth of the Mitzvah. Now, Smag writes that this is only talking about the Shiva Umos, that this Isser is only about the seven nations, that when we went into Eretz Yisrael, the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael. However, Tosos doesn't seem to assume that way. Tosos seems to say explicitly that this Isser applies to all Gayim, to all non-Jews are included in this Isser. Huge nafkamina, obviously, that these are things that we're enticed to do all the time, to give compliments and to give matnas chinam when you interact with non-Jews. According to the Smag, it's only Shavuumos. I'm told that even though in Shulchan Aruch it seems to paskin that it applies to everybody, that there were Gedolim who paskin that it only applies to the Shavuumos, that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik held apparently very strongly that it only applies to the Shavuumos, and held that regular non-Jews that we interact with every day, that these Isurim would not apply. If you look at Tosos in the third line of Tosos, Stama Debilsa Mary Bikulu of the Kachavim. Tosos says it sounds like we're talking about all of the Kachavim. I don't know if Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said only Shiva Umos or only of the Kachavim, of the Avodah Zarah, as opposed to non-Jews. One or the other, I don't remember. It says, so Frek Tosos Vakasha, the Hailos Sechanim B'Shev Umos Davka Ksiv. Tosos says, but wait a second, the Pasuk in context clearly is only about the Shiva Umos. Says the Nashul Gayim Rabbi Mivanecha Hachiti Vigomer, and in that context, after it lists the Shiva Umos, it says Lo Sichosam Bris Velo Sichanim Velo Sischatin Bam. And we the Gemara Misach Sivama says that the Lo Sischatin Bam is about the Shiva Umos. So Lachora Lo Sichanim is also about the Shiva Umos. So if you look a little further in Tosa, it says Yeshlomer Devade Bekol Hanach Krai Ika Taimer Rabbi Delometzin Lekumunin El Bezayin Umos. All the other phrases in the pasuk, there's a reason that it can only be talking about the Shiva Umos. And he goes through what the reasons are, that each other phrase, each extra phrase in that pasuk, other than Lo Sichanim, can only be about the Shiva Umos. But Lo Sichanim, Below Sichanim could be about anybody, could be about any non-Jew. Now, the Isur Lo Sita Lam Chaniya Bekarka is one of the more hotly debated Isurim in Halacha Lemaisa when it comes to Shemitah year. So there's been a Heter Mechira in effect in Eretz Yisrael for many years where certain Rabbanim allow selling the land to non-Jews in order to avoid the laws of Shemitah. So there are several issues with doing that. One of the issues is whether it actually works. Whether if you sell the land, it actually takes away the laws of Shemitah. But the primary issue is Lo Sichanim. Isn't it aser to give Chaniya Bekarka? How are you allowed to go ahead and sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? So the Minchas Chinuch writes that a mocher karka b'Eretz Yisrael kosva chinuch shein lokin davilav shein b'maisa kivin da'efshu below Maisa. So he said, Minchas Chinuch says, first of all, it's a lav shein b'maisa, so you don't get malchus on it. that doesn't make it any less aser. It's still aser. But he says vima mechira kayemes mishum kol milsa damar achmona lo sava diav lo mahani sarich arichus gedola. And there's a lot of literature in the Achronim on this. In general, there's a rule. The Gemara Masechet Tmura says that kol milsa damar achmona lo sava diav lo mahani. Whenever the Torah says don't do something, if you go and you do it, it's not going to have a chalos. It's not going to have a halachic viability. So if the Torah says don't sell, so the sale is not a halachically valid sale, and it's ki'ilu, it never went through. The kinyan was an invalid kinyan. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses, raises this issue that all the Achronim discuss. If the Torah says you're not allowed to sell karka in Eretz Yisrael, so one of the problems with the Hatam Mechira is, if it in fact is aser, if you do it, the sale may not even work, and it may still belong to the Jew. It may be ineffective. So obviously you have to hold its mutter in order to rely on it. If you hold kol milsa damar achmona lo sava, it applies over here. Now, there's a lot more involved. One of the major points that the Rishonim make of los echanim, the lashon of the Gemara is los sitin la matnas chinam. Don't give them a gift for free. So I think the run in the back is a medayik that it's dafka matnas chinam. But if you have any ulterior motive, and Tosla says it explicitly on the Amud over here also, that if you have any ulterior motive in wanting to give them the matana, then there's no problem. Then it's not going to be an iser of lo sichanim. So the question is, what about the other iserim of lo sichanim, of giving a compliment? You're giving a compliment, but not for free. It's because you want to benefit from giving that compliment. By giving that compliment, you're going to hope that your employee is going to work a little harder. So Pashtus is, if losita la matnas chinam is only when it's for free, when you don't plan on getting anything in return, like if you give a gift to a coworker, it's because you want to have better relationship in the office, so that hopefully you'll have a good reputation around the office, and it will be better for you. It's just going to be better for you, for your life in general. It's going to work out for you. So it's not because you want to do for them. So then Pashtus is losita la mchein would be the same. What about losita la mchania bekarka? What about selling them land in Eretz Yisrael? So that's also one of the issues of whether it's mutter to do the heter mechira. If you hold losita la mchania bekarka, is also only when it's lechinam, not lechinam in the sense that they don't pay for it, but lechinam in the sense that you're not doing it for the benefit of just selling. You're doing it for ulterior motives, primarily to benefit yourself, to benefit the Jewish people. So then maybe that would be a heter. But others say no. By definition, losita la mchania bekarka always involves benefiting yourself because they're paying for it. And yet it's still usher. So what, just because there's an extra benefit for yourself aside from the payment that you get, that's going to make it mutter? So that's also very difficult to accept. Okay, so those are the basic issues of los lechanim. There's obviously a ton more, but let's go weiter. This always comes up whenever there's like a major natural disaster or something and people want to give money. It always comes up of how to apply the laws of los lechanim. We spoke about it in the past. Tani nami hachi. So we have a braisa that supports this. Lo sichanim, lo sitalam chaniya bekarka, davarach lo sichanim, lo sitalam chain, davarach lo sichanim, lo sitalam matnas chinam. So we have a braisa that lists all three meanings of lo sichanim. So we see that all three are in fact viable meanings of the term lo sichanim and are all isurim dar braisa. So says Gemara, matnas chinam gufa tanaihi. But the issue of giving a matnas chinam is in fact itself a machlokas tanaim. Titania, lo sochlu kol nevela. Pasuk says you shouldn't eat any nevela, rather what should you do with it? So legera shebisharecha means a ger toshav, not a ger tzedek. You should give it to the gera shebisharecha and he'll eat it, or sell it to a guy. So I only see from the pasuk that you can give it to the ger or sell it to the ovid chavim. Leger b'mechira minayin. How do I know that you could even sell it to a ger toshav? Tamalomar. So that's why if you take certain words of the pasuk and ignore the words that come before and after it, it would be titnena omachar. Right. That's why the pasuk says titnena omachar. Lovid chavim b'nesina minayin. How do I know that you can even give it to an ovid chavim? So you don't have to sell it to the Ovid Chavim. If you want to give it to the Ovid Chavim, that's okay too. Tamalomar titnena va'achla o machar lenachri, that you give it and he'll eat it or sell it to a guy. So meaning ignore the word leger, and you see that both the option of nesina and mechira are available for the guy as well. Nimtza ata omer echad ger ve'echad ovid chavim Bein b'nesina, bein b'mechira, divrei meir. So it turns out that both by a ger and by an ovid chavim, you have two options. You can give it to him, or you can sell it to him. Both are perfectly viable options. Now Tosfos points out, this sounds like everyone holds that you're allowed to darshin titznenu umachar on both the phrase that comes before it and the phrase that comes after it. Meaning it speaks about a ger and a guy. And it says titznenu umachar. So it sounds like everyone agrees you can take the word titznenu umachar and apply it both to the ger and to the Ovid, and to the guy. And even Rabbi Yehuda is not going to disagree with that, because we're going to take a look back in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Devarim Kiksavan, the Ger bin Nisin, Lovid Kavan bin Mechira. No, you got to give it to the Ger or sell it to the guy. You can't give it to the guy. So ask the Gemara, Shapir Kamar Amer, but Amer had a good point that you could darsh in the Pasuk by taking the Titneno Machar and apply it both on the Ger and on the guy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lach Isal Kadaitach Kamar Amer, Lich the Rachman. Oh, Lamali. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, if Rabbi Meir is correct, it should have just said, Titneno v'achlo umachar. Why does it have an O? The O splits up the terms and tells me that no, there's specifically we're makvid that when you're giving it to a ger, it's giving, and that when it goes to a guy, it's selling. But the word O is what teaches me that. So it also sounds like even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that without the word O, you can take any phrase in the pasuk and apply it both to the first half of the pasuk and to the second half of the pasuk. And he says, we have such a drasha in Maseches Bamitzia, es kas b'chalotit in lo b'neshech u'b'marbis losit in achcha, where we say b'neshech u'b'marbis goes both on the kesef and the chalcha del basrei, the alchalcha that comes afterwards. And he says, but the problem is, the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, m'pnei seva takum v'adarta p'nei zakein, delo shadinan takum v'adarta aseva v'azakein. We don't assume that both the word takum and hadarta apply both to a seva and a zakein. We assume that that kima sheyesh bahidur is only for a zakein, is not for a seva. Mipnei seva takum vahadarta pnei zakein. The concept of hidur is only for the zakein. It's not for the seva. Why don't we take both the word kima and the word hidur and apply it both on a seva and a zakein? So he says, Yeshomer dahasal no shaykh vadarta gabe mipnei, v'lo shaykh nami takum gabe pnei, v'kalav. And he says, because the Hebrew grammar doesn't work out. The term vahadarta doesn't fit with the word mipnei. It says mipnei seva takum, so vahadarta shouldn't go with mipnei. And vahadarta pnei zakein, takum doesn't go with pnei, it should only go with mipnei. So since the Hebrew grammar doesn't work out exactly, that's why we don't apply that over there. So, but this type of drasha is something that we do find all over Shas. Back in the Gemara, how does Rameh respond to Rabbi Yehuda's idea that that the word O splits it up? So Rameh, Rahulak, Dume, Nesina, Deger, Lemechir, David, Chav. Rameh would respond, no, the reason the Torah splits it up with the word O is to tell me that we prefer giving it to a Ger Toshav rather than selling it to an Ovid Chavim. So if you have a Nevela meat, for whatever reason, you bought meat at Costco, you didn't realize that not all the meat is kosher. So you now have Nevela meat. So now what are you going to do with it? So much preferred that you give it to the Ger Toshav than sell it to the guy. So asks Tosfos, let's say you have objects to sell. You have something, you have a store, so you sell groceries, let's say. So a guy walks into your store and wants to buy groceries. You have to say, no, all these groceries are for free to Jews, and I can't sell them to you. That's ridiculous. Obviously, you're supposed to sell things. You're allowed to sell things to non-Jews. Why do we have this preference of giving for free to a Jew that you shouldn't be allowed to make money? Where that's a little bit harsh. So it says, Yeshomer didafka nevela she'enu shava ela davar muat l'Yisrael. Shloyo v'dekhav mitzuyim b'neim olgeri shava harbe kishar basar. Now, this is when it comes to something that's worthless to a Jew, meaning to you it has no value. It's something that's worthless to you because it's a nevela. There's nothing that you could really do with it, because the Ovdei Kechavim, you didn't have, Tosfos assumes that there weren't so many Ovdei Kechavim around, So since there isn't any, the chances of you finding someone to buy it are very slim. So there's not, and those of the chavim have plenty of people trying to sell them the vela. So the amount of money you can make is very, very little. So when it's a very minimal amount of money, so then the Torah says that the strong preference is to go and give it to a ger toshav rather than to sell it to a non-Jew. Rabbi Yehuda would say, "Kiven the gera tamitzuv lachioso kanani yet tamitzuv lachioso lahaktim latzar kra." Rabbi Yehuda would say, "I agree with that halacha. Definitely better to give it to a ger toshav than to sell it to a non-Jew. You just don't need a pasuk to tell me that, because a ger toshav, there's a mitzvah lachioso. There's a mitzvah to support him. So of course it's preferable to give it to him." So that's what Tosa says on the bottom. Vim tomar, "Kiven the misvari yesh lanu lahaktim nesina the ger lemechiru David kochavim." Since misvari we would know it's better to give it to a ger toshav rather than sell it to an ovid chavim. Lama nichtava nesina de ger klal mikolshkein mimechir dovid chavim yadin alei. Why does it even say anything about nesina de ger? We should know it as a kavachomer from a chir dovid chavim. Why should the Torah even have to say it if you're supposed to sell it to an ovid chavim? And we know misvara that it's better to give it to a ger toshav than sell it to an ovid chavim. Why does the Torah even have to mention giving it to the ger toshav? We should have known it as a kavachomer. Just say sell it to the ovid chavim. No, kavachomer. You have to give it to the ger toshav. So how strong a svara is this really? So the answer tells us, Yeshom, the lo ksiv nesina de ger, hava mina da aso litan lo nevelos, kadei shiten lev l'skayer l'gamri. One might have thought that the idea of ger toshav is a proselytization project, that we're trying to recruit him to become a Jew. And we don't want to encourage him to get used to eating nevela, because we want him to want to become megayer completely. And that's the idea of ger toshav. That's what one might have thought is the goal with the ger toshav. And therefore, one might have thought that it's preferable not to give him nevela, not to give him food that's not kosher, because then that's not going to bring him any closer in the idea of trying to convert him. Now, Tosfos doesn't say what the kamash malon is, right? Is the kamash malon that no, that's not the idea of ger toshav. We're not trying to convert him. We don't want him to convert. We're just letting him be, live and let live kind of thing? Or is it no, that we are trying to convert him, but still that doesn't mean that in the meantime there's any issue or there's any problem with him going ahead and eating nevela, or with us actually providing him nevela. Okay. Let's see the Gemara Vayter. Davar Acher Lo Sichanim Lo Sitin Lem Chein. So we had said one of the meanings of Lo Sichanim is not to give compliments, not to give chein to Avdi Chavim. We once asked Rav Shachter, so you're not allowed to say Michael Jordan's a great basketball player? It's like, right. And most, I think, would come up with some sort of heter about saying something like, you know, something benign like that. But okay, Mesayele the Rav, the Am Rav, Asher Ladam Shiyomer Kamina Avedes Chavim Zu. This is a support to Rav, because Rav says it's Asher to say how beautiful this Avedes Kochavim is, right? How beautiful this movie star is. So Meisvei asked the Gemara, Meisvei Rav Shimon Gamliel Shayal Gabi Malabar Abayis. There's a story once where Rav Gamliel was on the Harabayis, Vira Avedes Chavim Achas Nabi Yosher, and he saw the most beautiful Avedes Kochavim, non-Jewish woman, Amar Mar Rabu Masach Hashem, and he said, "Wow, how amazing are your creations, Hakadosh Baruch Hu." V'af Rabbi Akiva Ra Eishes Turnus Rofus Harasha. Rabbi Akiva once saw the wife of Turnus Rofus Harasha, Rak Sachak Ubacha. So he had a very strange reaction. He spit. He smiled and he cried. So Rak Shaisabami Tipasrucha. He spit to symbolize that no matter how beautiful she is, we all came from a putrid drop of something. Right? So she's also from a putrid drop. Sachaktasi de Megai Ravanasavla. He smiled or chuckled to himself because he realized he saw Baruch HaKodesh that one day she's gonna be Megai and he's gonna get to marry her. So he found that funny. Bacha, and he cried because the high shufra bali afra, because he knew that ultimately this beauty is going to be buried in the ground, like all human beings ultimately are going to be buried in the ground, and therefore the beauty is going to be lost from the world. But bottom line is, he looked at her. Otherwise, he wouldn't have appreciated the beauty. So don't you see that he complimented. He did this reaction was a compliment. So don't you see that you're allowed to compliment the beauty of non-Jews? Veravo do you who the komoda damer mar haro brios tovus omer baruch shekacha baraba olamo. So the Gemara says no. Rav was just being moda. He was just saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how amazing it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates such beautiful things. That's what Rav was doing when. when I'm sorry, what Rav would respond, what these great Tanayim were doing, what Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were doing in the two, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were doing in the two stories. Rav would respond that they weren't complimenting them to compliment them, they were complimenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his fine handiwork. So if you look at Tosos, Haro Brios Tovos, I'm sorry, Damar Mar, I don't know if we read that. I think we did Damar Mar. That there is such a bracha, that when you see a beautiful being, when you see a beautiful creature, so you make such a bracha. If you look at Tulsa, he says, even if you see beautiful creatures that aren't human beings, this isn't even unique to human beings, you see something amazing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, you make a bracha. So it was really about complimenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what some of them say. That's what some of the poskim say. Some of the poskim suggest that instead of saying Michael Jordan is a great basketball player, you shouldn't say that. You should say God blessed Michael Jordan with great basketball skills. I guess they don't use Michael Jordan anymore. I'm outdated, right? LeBron James. God bless LeBron James with great basketball skills. That's the way to couch it, to phrase it. Now the Yerushalmi in our Masechta, the Yerushalmi Masechta's Brachos, quotes the story with Ram Gamliel, not with Ram Shum Gamliel. It has the story with Ram Gamliel rather than Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but it has the same story, and it says that he made the bracha. It doesn't just say that he said Marav Masach Hashem, but that he actually made the bracha. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that whenever you see Brios Na'os, you should say Baruch Atah Hashem El Kenim Elcham Shekach Lo Ba'olamo. You should take and make the bracha. And the Beis Yosef says that the Makar is from the Yerushalmi. Beis Yosef quotes from the Yerushalmi as the Makar. So Frek the Pri Chadash, why quote the Yerushalmi as the Makar? We have our Gemara. Our Gemara is the Makar, so he points out. So someone points out the some of the Achronim point out, or the Shem Tzion Balacha quotes that from our Gemara you don't see that you're supposed to make the bracha really, because in our Adraba from our story he didn't make the bracha, he just said Marav Masach Hashem, and the Gemara says yeah, and this is in line with the idea that when you see Brios Naos in general you make a bracha, but we wouldn't learn from our story that when you see a beautiful woman who's an Ovedus Kochavim that you make the bracha. It's only from the story in the Yerushalmi where Rav Gamliel himself made the bracha that you would actually learn that you're supposed to make the bracha. In the Chayyadim he says nowadays we're not knowing to make this bracha, because poskim say that you're only supposed to make the bracha the first time you see something like that where you're very, very impressed. And if you didn't make the bracha the first time, so then you don't make a bracha afterwards. And since we always see people like that, chances are we've already seen someone before we've learned this halacha. So we already missed our opportunity. So he says, therefore, nowadays, we're not knowing to make this bracha. The Mishnah Berurah and the Sharet Zion point out that the reason they think that we don't make this bracha is that the Gemara says it's dafka when they're na'os biyoser, when they're exceptionally beautiful. So the exact shear of how beautiful is something that we can't really ascertain and we can't really know for sure. And therefore, since mi yachol adaktik b'zeh, who could know? So therefore, we don't make this bracha. Now, there is so the Gemara then asks, wait a second, how could you ever come to this point where you even would make the bracha? Ulistakule mishari, are you allowed to be mistakel? You're allowed to go ahead and look at the avodas kochavim in order to make the bracha. So meisve v'nishmarta mikol davar rashal yistakel adam bishanav afilu panuyu beishus v'afilu mechuares. Pasuk says one should guard himself from all evil, and that means that a person shouldn't be mistakel at a beautiful woman, even if she's single, nor at an eishes ish, even if she's ugly, v'lo b'bigdei tzeva shalisha, nor at the nice clothing of a woman, v'lo b'chamor, v'lo b'chamora, v'lo b'chazir, v'lo b'chazir, v'lo b'ofus b'zmanshin eskachin zelizeh, nor even at animals when they're mating, v'afilu malei anayim k'mal chamavis, and even if a person is just always curious and always needs to look around and see things. And the way the Gemara expresses that, he's full of eyes, like the malei chamavis, he's got eyes everywhere, amra lav al malei chamavis shekula malei anayim, because they say about the malei chamavis certain characteristics, that number one, he's full of eyes everywhere. B'shas p'tirasu shel chola, when a chola is about to die, he finds him, omed me'al marashosav, and he goes and he stands right over the chola's head, v'char v'shluf b'yado, and he has a sword drawn in his hand, v'tipo shel marat liyba, and he has a drip of something, some type of bad medicine dripping from the sword, kivan shechola roa, so as soon as the chola sees the malach hamavis, mizdazea poseach piv, he shakes a little and he opens his mouth, v'zorka l'toch piv, and that drop falls in his mouth, mimena meis, from that drop he dies, mimena masriach, and from that drop he decomposes. Mimenapanav marikos, and that's where he loses his coloring from that drop. So big fat question mark. Bottom line is, forget about the Malach Mava stuff. We ask this to point out, you're not allowed to be mistakel. So if you're not allowed to be mistakel, how did these great gedolim, Rabbi Akiva with the wife of Tonus Rofus, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel with this beautiful Avedus Kachavim, how did they see these women in order to make such a bracha? How did they ever appreciate the beauty? And it's the Gemara, Karen Zavis Havai, it was an accident. They were walking down the street this way, and the Avedus Kachavim was walking the other way, and they were coming around the building, around the corner. They didn't see each other coming, and boom, they run into each other. So it wasn't, it was totally unexpected. It was by accident that they actually saw them. Now, the idea that it's aser to be mistakel is a major discussion. What does that mean to be mistakel? The Aruch HaShulchan writes that even though you're not allowed to be mistakel, it doesn't say you're not allowed to see a woman, right? That you're not allowed to have re'iyah. Histaklus and re'iyah are very different. Re'iyah just means to see. Histaklus means to gaze at and gaze at the beauty. The question then is, why didn't the Gemara just say that they weren't mistakel? They were just ro'ah. They just saw. Why doesn't the Gemara give that answer? So Pashtus says, because you don't make the bracha when you just ro'ah. You make the bracha when you appreciate the beauty. And in order to get to that level of appreciating the beauty and enjoying the beauty, sometimes you need to be mistakel in order to get to that level. Perhaps that's why the Gemara doesn't say it. The Elie Rabbah writes that even if you see a woman, the Shehi of Heves or so, that you love very much, that you have a very good connection with, that you care a lot about, after 30 days, you still make Shechianu. I mean, there's another halacha that if you don't see a person who you're friends with for 30 days, you make Shechianu when you see them. Question is, does that apply when a man sees a woman sees a man? So the Eli Rabbi says, sure it does, absolutely it does. So the Shari Tshuva quotes from somebody that's only by ishto imo or bito va'achoso. It's only by someone that you're like a family member who it's okay to have such feelings for. And the Mishnah Brura quotes in Shar Tzion that the reason why it doesn't apply to anybody else is because you're not allowed to be mistakel in anybody else. So how could you not allowed to be mistakel at any other women? So how could you make a shechianu? So that's what the Achronim explain, that has nothing to do with histaklus. The bracha of Shechianu is really just about Re'iyah. Re'iyah and histaklus are two totally different things. For instance, the greatest raya to that is that there is an iser to be mistakel at a rainbow, right? And yet, there is a mitzvah to be mevarich when there's a rainbow. You're supposed to be mevarich when you see a rainbow. How can you be mevarich when you see a rainbow if you're never allowed to see a rainbow? So what, every time it's just Keren Zavis, you just happen to look up and there's a rainbow there? That's when you're supposed to make the bracha? So no, most of the Achronim explain that there's a difference between histaklus and re'iyah. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in some Kuvchav Chesiv Kut Lamed Hay, that when it says that you're not allowed to be mistakel at the hands of the Kohanim, at the Shas Nasius Kapayim, and Sim Reish Chav Hay says when it comes to the of being mistakel bidmus adam rasha, that you're not allowed to be mistakel at the face of a rasha. Histaklus means to gaze at intently, but to see the hands of the Kohanim, he says, no big deal. And to see the face of a rasha is not a big deal. My kids, whenever they're in a fight with each other, I can't look at him because it's halacha. You're not allowed to look at a rasha, so they're very very frum. But they don't know the halacha. The halacha is you're not allowed to gaze at the rasha. They're not doing much gazing anyway. So Okay, so let's see the Gemara Vayter. We're at the two dots on Chafam Beis. V'lo b'big deit seva shalisha. You're not allowed to look at the big deit seva shalisha, the colored garments of a woman. Amar Rabbi Domar Shmuel, afilu shtuchen al gabei kosel, even if she's not wearing them, even if they're just hanging on a hanger. Amar Papa u'bimakir balei, and that's only if you know who the owner of the garments are. So then you try to picture it on her when you see it hanging on the wall. Amar Rav Adekanami, diktani v'lo b'big deit seva shalisha, v'lo katani v'lo big deit sevonin. Right? Why does it have to say big deit seva shalisha? Just say big deit sevonin. Men always wear just black and white. There's no such thing as big deit seva for men. I guess that's the assumption. Men never wear any colors anyway. So why does it have to say big deit seva shalisha? Obviously, if it's big deit seva, it's shalisha. So it's to tell me that it's of an isha, that a particular isha, shema mina, and that's what the isra is. That's what it comes to teach me. Amar Rav Chista, hani mil ba'atiki, afal b'chadti leslan, but that's only garments that are old that you've seen her wear before. But if it's clothing that you've never seen her wear before, then it's no problem. Because if you don't say that, how would we ever be able to give clothing to the tailor? The tailor is not allowed to be mistakel at the clothing. How's he ever allowed to fix it? So it only applies when he's seen you wear it in the past. Wait a second. When it comes to a farmer who's got to mate animals, so we said one of the things you're not allowed to be mistakel at is animals that are mating, but sometimes the farmer has to manually mate the animals with each other to be machnes kamachal b'shvoferes. He's got to get very seriously involved. So aye, but it's istaklos ele bavidite tarid. No, the reason that's allowed is because it's work for him. It's not something that he's just enjoying, as he's not just at the zoo watching the animals. This is his job. It's work for him. So achanami bavidite tarid. So you can say the same thing about the tailor, that for him also it's just work for him. So therefore we're not going to be worried about this istaklos. That's the major heter that we have for doctors, right? That's why doctors are allowed to treat female patients, because we assume bavidite tarid, that he doesn't have time to be mistakel and to enjoy, because he's busy with his work. Amar Mar, Mimena Meis, name a pliga d'avua de Shmuel. So let's say this disagrees with avua de Shmuel, the idea that this little drop that the Malach HaMavis drops into the person, that's what he dies from. Amar avua de Shmuel, amuli Malach HaMavis, because avua de Shmuel said that the Malach HaMavis told him, ilo d'chayashon liyakra d'briyasa, have a prana beis hashchita kebehema. If not for the fact that I was worried about human dignity, I would rip open their necks like a behema when you shecht it. So dilma hitipa mechadchel hula simanim. Maybe that drop actually cuts the simane shchita, and that's how it actually kills. Mimena masriach, from that drop a person decomposes. Mesayele the Rabbi Chanina bar Kana, dam Rabbi Chanina bar Kana, amri bei Rav harotz shlo yasriach meso yavchenu al panav. That's why if you want that the mace shouldn't decompose, it says turn him over on his face, and that way he won't decompose, because the drop will fall out. So that's a raya, that it's that drop that causes the mace to be masriach. Fine, back to the previous discussion though. Tan Rabbanan, Shmarta mi kol davar ra. We said you have to guard yourself from kol davar ra. Shelo yahar adam biyom v'yavil de tuma b'layla. That a person shouldn't have your hurim during the daytime, because that will lead him to tuma at nighttime. Ramosha writes in the tshuva that it's aser for women also to be lo sasuru achrei enechem, to look at things that are going to cause them to want to do averos. But this particular issue of Shmarta mi kol davar ra doesn't apply to them, because it's not campy mevil de tuma b'layla. The issue of maybe the Deituma doesn't apply to Nashim, because obviously maybe the Deituma is that a person is going to become a Balkeri. Tosus points out this is an absolute drasha gemura. It's not it's an absolute dindaraisa. This is not something that's only in Asmachta. Fractosos, if it's really a drasha gemura, then why does it say by Yecheskel in Maseches Chul, in the second paragraph of Chul, the Gemara says that Yecheskel bragged that nafshi lomituma, that lo hirharti biyom basli de tuma belayla, that I never violated this, that I never was maharher during the day in a way that it brought me the day tuma belayla? What kind of bragging? Does he brag that he doesn't eat chazer for lunch also? If it's an issa daraisa, what does Yecheskel brag about? So Tosos says, very important yesod, mikol makom rabusa hi mimar. Meaning, yes, there are lots of people that don't eat chazer for lunch. There are very few people who are saved from this issur. This is one of those isurim that gets people all the time. So it is something, sometimes when a halach is very, very difficult to observe, it is something to be proud of, that he's able to observe, even though it taka is a dinda araisa. Mikan amar Pinchas ben Yair, and this is the famous price of Pinchas ben Yair, upon which the entire sefer from Mesil Sharm is based. Torah mevil de zehirus mevil de zrizus rizus mevil de nakis mevil de precious. Precious mevil de tara mevil de. Right, they changed the gears over here. Kedusha mevil de anava mevil de yerschet mevil de chasidus mevil de ruach hakodesh. That line of the Brisa is where a lot of people get their concept of das Torah from, that it starts with Torah and you get ruach hakodesh at a certain point, so they assume that every rabbi that they ask, or the gedolim, all of Ruach HaKodesh mevil de tchias ha-mesim, v'chassidus gedolim mikulan, and chassidus is greater than all of them. Shnemar, oz dibarta v'chazon l'chassidecha, upligat Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and that's against Rabbi Shua ben Levi, dom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, anava gedolim mikulan, that humility is actually greater than all of them. Shnemar, Ruach HaShem elokim, Allah, ya'an mashach HaShem osi, l'basar anavim, chassidim lo ne'amar, ela anavim, it's anivus that we emphasize. Halmad sh'anava gedolim mikulan, so we see from there that anava Ahava is the greatest of all the midos. Fractosos vehiksh Rabbeinu Yehuda mi Paris damrin b'medrash shlosh dvarim shkulin zekazeh yirascheit chachma anava. But we say that there are three things that are all equal. Yirascheit chachma anava. And so it sounds like anava is not gedol mikulin. That it's wrong to say that anava is greater than the others. Yeshlomer da'achi kamer tol sagi laha b'loha yira b'lo chachma chachma b'lo yira shteim b'lo anava anava b'lo shteim. It's not that anava is not greater. Anava is greater than the others, but the others are worthless. Anava is worthless without the others. If you have anivus, but no yirascheit and no chachma, then it's absolutely worthless. Ain mochrin lahem. So we said, you're not allowed to sell them. You're not allowed to sell them karka. Mechubel la karka neretz shal. So tana rabban mochrin ilan al manas litzos v'kotzitz of Rabbi Yehuda. You can sell them a tree to cut down and let them cut it down. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, meir amarin mochrin al ktsutza. It has to be previously cut. Shachas al manas litzos v'kotzitz of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can sell them stubble on the ground and let them cut it off. Ramei Omer in Rokhlam El Gezuza. No, it has to already be cut. Kama Almanas Liktzar, wheat that's already grown, and then let them cut it. Vekotze, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Omer in Rokhlam El Gezuza. Ramei says, no, it has to be previously cut. Utsricha, we need all of these halachos. Diash, meaning Elon had it, only told me about a tree. Ba, Kama Ramei Rokhlam El Pasid, Mashilei, that since there's no loss by keeping it there, he might just leave it there. Aval Haidachi, Mashilei Pasid, a mother of the Rabbi Yehuda. But by these other things, the longer you leave it in the ground, the quicker they're going to spoil. So I might think even Ramei is Modet Rabbi Yehuda. V'yashmin b'hani tarti mishum d'lo yadiyah shivchayu avlo shachas t'yadiyah shivchayu em Modet Rabbi. And if it only would have told me the other things besides for shachas, I would say it's because you don't realize while it's attached to the ground how much it's worth. But shachas, which you do realize, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is Modet Rabbi Meir, that is Modet Rabbi Meir shita, that you could only sell it already cut. V'yashmin b'ha b'hakram Rabbi Meir of b'hanach em Modet Rabbi Yehuda tzricha. And if it had it the other way, I would think that Rabbi Meir would be Modet Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, I need all three cases. What about selling an animal almanas to shecht? So you're selling it with an explicit tonight to shecht. Hasan time in my shor Rabbi Yehuda d'lav b'rishu sekaimi v'lo matzi mashilahu al behema kivin d'brishu se dov chum kaimi mashila odim aloshna. Do you have to worry that since the guy is going to be in control of it, he'll leave it around forever and he's never going to come to shecht it? So you're not in control. So, or maybe it doesn't make a difference that you can trust him that as long as you put it into it tonight, you could trust him that he's going to use it for proper purposes, for shechting, not for avodah zara or not for malacha on Shabbos. So Tashma d'tanya behema al manas lishcha v'shochet of Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Ramei Rokhla Lalashkuta, that Ataka is a machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can make it tonight, that he has to shech the animal that you sell him.